Welcome to the Core Principles Podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope you'll enjoy this lively discussion of relevant topics, which we attempt to examine through the lens of unchanging, objective truth. Here's the host of the Core Principles Podcast, Clay Howerton.
Thank you, Suzanne. Today on Core Principles, I'm honored to welcome a student and a teacher, a man who is continually pursuing the acquisition of knowledge and wisdom and who shares that with others. He graduated from Columbia College and also Columbia Law School, as well as from the Manhattan Talmudic Academy, and is ordained as a rabbi. His most recent book is called Rules to Live By, Maimonides' Guide to a Wonderful Life. Rabbi Jeffrey Katz, shalom and welcome to Core Principles. How are you doing?
Shalom. Great to be here with you. Thanks so much.
Well, many of our listeners will have heard the name Maimonides, but not know much, perhaps, about that wise teacher. What inspired you to study Maimonides and to write this great book that shares and comments on his wisdom?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, actually, when I was a teenager, I was very lucky, and I just stumbled onto his work. I actually went home for Passover one year, and my father just happened to leave a book on Maimonides on the coffee table. Yeah, that was very typical of the way he would never like tell me to read the book. He would just kind of like leave it around. And once I read the book, I saw that Maimonides was really a figure, and I really saw it right away when I started seeing his ideas. He was an unequaled man of both science and philosophy and rigorous thinking, but also a great spiritualist. And, you know, he was a doctor, he was an astronomer, he was a leading man of science and had kind of like that whole physical world there, but he was also a great religious thinker and great spiritualist. So, you know, he really combined excellence in both of those, areas. And it was really his ideas and his practical genius, which, you know, I had the good fortune of following in my life. And I just, it was such a winning formula and like very different, from what kind of people are telling you to do today in a lot of ways. And I wanted to share it with other people, even as Maimonides himself said that he felt that he had to put his what he discovered down in writing, because he said otherwise it would be like I was denying someone his rightful inheritance. Because don't we all really deserve to have access to excellent ideas that can help us in every phase of life, all the physical phases, all the spiritual phases? And he felt he'd be denying people if all these things he had discovered died with him. And kind of a little bit in a similar way, I've been studying that stuff my whole life, and I wanted to put in one place where, you know, easy to access the main practical wisdom. Because, you know, Maimonides wrote on many topics, and, you know, sometimes it can be a little hard to, get the practical teachings. So I put the practical teachings all in one book, basically.
And it is a great book. I appreciate it. We're going to talk about that today. But as you were describing Maimonides, I thought perhaps Europeans would have described him as a Renaissance man because he had a variety of talents that he applied himself to. But you also triggered me to think of a principle that I think he would espouse, which is that if you value something, share that thing. Anyway, you, Rabbi Jeffrey Katz, are obviously also one who has studied the wisdom of Solomon. And so I wanted to ask you, before we dive into Maimonides' rules, how would you compare or contrast Solomon and Maimonides?
That's an amazing question. You know, Solomon is known to have written in his youth the Song of Songs, in his middle age Proverbs, and in his elderly age Ecclesiastes, which shows kind of the outlook of a person at different stages of his life. You know, in youth, he's enthralled with love. In his middle age, he wants to kind of have physical successes. And in his older age, he kind of looks back on life a little bit wistfully, but still looking to the future and seeing the challenges ahead. I would say Maimonides epitomizes all of that and kind of puts the wisdom for people all in the most practical terms, in a way that they could use right away to really turn your life around. you know, to the extent you need that, both spiritually and, you know, in terms of, physical, the physical dimension. You know, Maimonides had a very difficult life. You know, he was born in Spain. He spent the first half of his life running away from, you know, the Almohads, which was a fundamentalist Islamic sect, which at that time had taken over Spain. So Maimonides spent the first half of his life running away and running through jungles and on boats trying to escape. And he did half of his writing in the running away. And he would write, you know, he would write, excuse me if I have some minor errors here. You should know it's the middle of the night. I'm running away from these people. You know, I'm not writing under the most optimal of circumstances. You know, and much of what he says, I mean, just to give an example, and, you know, he's known, many of his proverbs, his sayings are well known to us. For example, he talked about charity a lot. And he says, give a man a fish, feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, feed him for a lifetime. I mean, that Maimonides. He says, for example, you know, that the risk of a wrong decision is preferable to the terror of indecision. In other words, he recognizes how important it is to be able to make decisions in life and how rare it is that you actually have a person who's comfortable making decisions. I mean, that's why following some of these teachings is so critical to like a successful business career. Because if you can train yourself, a la Maimonides, to be comfortable making decisions, not only for yourself, but for other people as appropriate, you know, not all decisions have to be correct, because look, we're just human, we make mistakes. But just the ability to make decisions, you know, if someone has that trait in his character, and he also is trustworthy, you know, another of Maimonides' expressions is lose with truth and right rather than win with falsehood and wrong. In other words, you might think that by fooling someone or tricking him that you're gaining some kind of advantage and you're winning, but you're really not, because maybe you win in the short term, but think of how devastating that is for your integrity, for your reputation in the long term. Who's going to want to do business or anything else with you if you have the reputation of someone who is just not an honest person and, you know, not forthright? So Maimonides' teachings, if someone has these basic qualities, he is comfortable making decisions, he's trustworthy, he's reliable. In other words, when, you know, you say you're going to be at a certain place, make sure to be there. Make your word your bond. Those are the characteristics. If someone has those basic qualities, he or she has said, you know, himself above all of her peers. And such a person is going to stand out so far above the crowd that in their career, a person like that is going to skyrocket in any business, almost regardless of IQ and regardless of skill level. The people who are reliable and trustworthy and are comfortable making decisions and make decent decisions, if someone could just train herself to do those things, then he or she has put themselves far ahead of the line and is really going to skyrocket in any career they choose, just as one example.
Indeed. And there are several areas in your book I want to outline briefly for our listeners. But you made me think of something else. As you were talking about Maimonides writing these things, Solomon's father David also wrote a lot of the Psalms while running for his life from the most powerful man on earth, Saul, at the time. Yep. There are a lot of ways to get this book, Rules to Live By, including a hardback print edition, a Kindle ebook, or audiobook. I chose the audiobook. I enjoyed listening to these wise words and how they apply. And you've already hinted at some of the ways things can apply in the business sense. So I highly recommend the book, listeners. And here, for the bulk of the interview, we're going to dive into a few examples of the kinds of things you can learn, get a flavor for how valuable this book is. So you structure this book, Rules to Live By, into seven categories, and they include character, success at work, which you just hinted at, family, legacy, which deals a lot with finances, a spiritual attitude, and health. And I'd like to select a few of the many sayings from Maimonides. You've already shared a couple of them. Share them with the audience and ask you, Rabbi Jeffrey Katz, to comment on how they apply practically to our lives today. And the first one is, Maimonides said, What is in your heart should be what is on your lips.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right. Because, I mean, we all know today, especially look at the political division today that is polarizing the country. And a lot of it is due to the fact that, let's face it, politicians from both sides of the spectrum, honesty and what's in their heart and mind being the same thing as it's coming out of their mouth is not always the same. As a matter of fact, people would say that any similarity is purely coincidental, you know? So number one, the fact that people don't abide by that basic formula is one of the reasons for the great polarization and the great, perhaps the worst thing in this country, which is the great polarization. You know, if people would be more honest and open about what the issues are. You know, we've got a lot of issues in this country, but they're not being faced honestly and directly. Most of them are the can is just being kicked down the road until, you know, people feel I'm only in office another X years. If I could just push off the problem five more years. I mean, look at all the problems, the unfunded entitlements we have. I mean, how are our kids going to have Medicare and Medicaid and, you know, Social Security and so forth? But those are problems because people are less than honest, and because what comes out of their mouths is not what's in their heart and minds. That's why we have that issue. And again, it goes back to what I was talking about a minute ago in terms of career success. Being trustworthy is not only important in terms of doing great at your job. Think of all your family relationships. People want to be with people who are trustworthy and reliable, and also people who also have a spiritual dimension to themselves and are pursuing something beyond themselves. So, you know, in terms of that gets into the legacy idea that you were alluding to. So there's that. I mean, also Maimonides is all about the spirituality and the link to God also. So that would be, that's very, very critical. And he tells you kind of how to go about doing that as well.
Well, looking at the next area you focused on, success at work and in career, one of the things you quote Maimonides as saying is, those who are engaged in transactions should mutually promote each other's interests. And I thought, curiously, of former President Donald J. Trump modeling this behavior. He notably put America first. That was one of his slogans. And he said explicitly several times, when I deal with other leaders, I always expect them to put their country first. They're not putting America first. That's my job. And I assume they will put their country first. And that way we can pursue a transaction where we're both mutually promoting or seeking each other's interests. It'll be mutually beneficial. What do you think about that, sir?
Yeah, well, that is, again, that's a very brilliant idea, right? Because it gets back to the same thing about short-term interest versus long-term interest. If you want to do a business deal with somebody, you know, if you think, oh, I'm going to get all the benefits from this transaction, and the other side, we're going to cream the other side, that's not going to be a very good recipe for long-term success. I don't think, if once the other party wakes up and recognizes that you've totally, you know, gotten all of the benefit of the deal, that's a poor formula for a long-term, vibrant, successful relationship in any aspect of life. In a marriage, that's not good to deal with your spouse that you're going to get everything from the next, engagement. And I mean, you need to, people need, for relationships in any area of life to be successful, it needs to be that both sides, first of all, one is transparent about it, and also, too, that both sides feel they're benefiting in any area of life, whether it's your marriage or relationship with your kids or spirituality or business or any area. The way to be successful is that all the participants feel that they are getting a lot out of every interaction. And that's really a winning formula, and certainly a formula for great success.
And repeat interactions
and rinse and repeat. Exactly the same. Exactly right.
Another thing that Maimonides said that you quote, whatever you do should be done out of nothing else but love. And you use this quote to open a chapter that you called Show Respect and Reverence Even When it hurts. Now, it's important for us to remember that life is not easy. In fact, to live in exact accordance with God's holiness is impossible for us. But in this realization, we rely on Him and grow in our relationship with Him. So, Rabbi Jeffrey Katz, how can we humans apply this admonition to act only out of love?
So that's a fantastically important idea. So, you know, and from one perspective, when we treat our fellow people, we have to remember that they're equally all the creations of God and that God loves them all. And as a result, in our interactions with other people, it's not just like what I'm getting out of it or even what he's getting out of it. It has to be done in a way with respect and caring and consideration so that God is also happy with that interaction. And that also leads to the idea of, for example, respect and respecting one's parents. You know, Maimonides speaks a lot about that. And it doesn't include only, you know, don't directly contradict your parents and don't sit in your father's chair. It includes all that, but it also includes, you know, ideas like, let's say Maimonides says, let's say you're at a banquet in your community and you're being honored. You're in your best clothing and your father or mother comes up to you with a pot, starts banging you over the head with the pot and spits in your face nonstop. Maimonides says the respect for parents extends even to the degree just remain silent, say nothing. Your parent is hitting you over the head in this community event with all of your community watching, spitting in your face and hitting you, banging you over the head with a pot. Say nothing, because Maimonides says, you know, your parents and God partnered in creating you. God's command is to respect your parents. And if the president of the United States or some king had commanded you to stay silent in such a situation, you certainly would have done so. But it's the King of Kings, God himself, who has commanded you to have that type of respect for your parents. So you need to maintain that respect. And Maimonides says it's very important to have respect in every situation. And that really is, you know, that goes part and parcel with respect people who are virtuous and wise. Make those people the people you associate with. That's one of Maimonides' most important points in character development. Find people who are virtuous and wise and associate with them. Try to make those people your friends. That's going to be so important in your own character development. In addition to eliminating all of the negativity in your life, the feelings of envy, that's the 10th commandment. The feelings of holding grudges, also another biblical commandment. All of the, you know, some people go through life just reacting to what other people do to them. Those people have lost control of their emotional life. If someone spends his whole life just reacting to text, reacting to emails, reacting to the latest news item emailed to him, and reacting to the person who rubbed him the wrong way on the street, he's lost, not only has he lost emotional and control over his day and over his life, but he can't do anything positive or constructive. That person's life will be nothing because his whole life is just reacting and he's lost control of it. On the other hand, if you just stay calm and respectful to the situation and don't let other people's actions throw you off, be polite and calm in all circumstances. That's not about just being Mr. Nice Guy. I mean, that happens too, and that's not a bad thing. But more importantly is that you retain emotional control over your life and over your day, and then you can focus on your own things. You can focus on the great things you're doing, like your relationship with God.
Indeed. And listeners, I want to make sure you remember, Maimonides already counseled your parents not to humiliate you in public because that's not done out of love. So you're not going to be in that situation, but do honor and respect your parents as God directed. Well, the next thing, as we talk about finances, you quoted Maimonides in saying this, make the most of your financial situation by always trading up from things that are temporary to things that endure. And that made me think of something that Jim Elliot said He actually wrote this on the 28th of October, 1949 in his notes as he was on mission. He said, and by the way, shortly after this, he was murdered by the people he was ministering to. He said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose. Trade up from things that are temporary to things that are endure." Now, I ask you, Rabbi Jeffrey Katz, how do we implement this advice and trade up to enduring things?
Well, that can be done on both the physical level and the spiritual level. And Maimonides, as the greatest physician and man of science of his time, as well as the greatest spiritualist, treats both levels. So, you know, let me start with the link to God, because that's the spiritual. And then I'll go over to his advice on buying real estate and so forth, which he's also very specific about. But in terms of our link to God, Maimonides says we know exactly what to do if we want to strengthen that relationship and that link. And if you prefer to weaken it and break it, you can do that also. He says, but of course we should not do that. Maimonides says that just like a child can't be happy without a link with his parents, a strong bond with his parents, a person cannot be truly happy unless the person has a relationship with God. And that's done through one's mind, through thinking about God correctly. And Maimonides shows how to do this. You build up a tunnel, a mental tunnel, if you will, from yourself up to God. And that is the same tunnel through which God looks down on you and through which God interacts with you in your life, and through that tunnel that you built up to God, God also looks down upon you and watches you and watches over you, for example, by way of ideas that God may implant into your mind to help you, you know, deal with certain problems. Our minds have to, Maimonides talks about the divine overflow. There is this constant stream of ideas and wisdom and guidance and love flowing down from God. But we're like radios. We're either going to be tuned and we're going to receive it, or we're not going to be tuned and we're not going to get any of it. To tune ourselves, we got to get rid of the static and then clear the reception. You get rid of the static by removing all of these things that are draining, all the things we talked about before that are draining your emotional energy. All the negativity, all the grudges, all the envy, all of that stuff, if that's what's obsessing one's mind, he or she is never going to be able to tune in and receive those messages from God. If one clears his head of all that, then we'll see the signpost so clearly on the road. We'll know the direction. The things that we will see will become crystal clear to us, because we've removed all those distractions. We've removed the static. Things, the best options for our future are going to become clear to us and obvious, but we will never have seen them until we had removed all of that clutter, all of that static from our minds.
That's so wise.
On the spiritual level. Yep, absolutely. And then on the physical level, Maimonides counsels very practically, always trade up in terms of things that last. And that's what we're doing when we focus on God. We're trading up from things in this world that may be very nice, but they don't last, to building the connection with God, the eternal. That's what lasts. And that's going to be the thing that's ultimately of most value to you, because that's eternal and that's priceless and that lasts. But on a smaller spectrum, in the physical world, if you have merchandise, you trade up to an apartment. If you have an apartment, you trade up to a house with land. Always go toward what is going to last longer, of longer lasting value, and things that are less likely to be lost easily and less likely to fluctuate, because those are going to be the things, you know, Maimonides again recognized one needs to be successful and make great progress in both realms of life, because if you're just sitting there meditating all day, but you're poor and you don't have what you need and you're cold and your kids are hungry, you're not going to be good spiritually. That's not going to work, because the way God created us, we have physical needs as well as spiritual needs. Maimonides set forth these basic rules that are easy to follow, but they do need to be followed consistently. And when they are, one starts seeing success in all these different areas of life and really becomes just very content and happy, because your whole life just becomes busy with these things that are meaningful to you and you're passionate about, and you wind up being successful because you're following these rules that just work. So it's really a wonderful formula. And again, Maimonides felt that by not sharing these ideas, he would just be denying people their rightful inheritance.
That is outstanding. And as we conclude, I'm done with the Maimonides quotes, but I did want to quote one thing that you wrote in this book, Rabbi Jeffrey Katz, because it really intrigued me. You said, "God created our universe from nothing and is separate from it. His presence is felt everywhere because at each moment he recreates all existence." And my mind just went, "Poof, that's amazing." And it reminded me something. This is going to sound trivial, but this is the way my trivial brain works. Sir Bob Geldof observed in a song that he had written called Roads of Germany, he said, "History never ends because it's too busy beginning." And that's where your observation that reminded me of that. God is always beginning and creating and recreating. And I've just never heard anyone express that principle that way before. And as we conclude, if you'd like, if you can expand on that thought, God recreates all existence.
Sure. Now, happy to. The basic idea is that, again, the first principle is that God created the world and God is not the world, because God created the world, yet everything in the universe owes its existence to God. Everything at every moment is only here because of God's sustaining force. And that's why God is the master of all creation. And he gave us the tools. This is God's world. The physical is God's world, and the spiritual is God's world. God gave us the tools to succeed in all areas. And Maimonides, in these simple rules in each area, gave us the tools we need to connect with God and really make God's wish come true, that by acting in accordance with our mind and by being a little bit smart about it, we can have success in all of these areas if we follow these rules.
Outstanding. And listeners, you have gained just a short taste of what this book has in store for you. I encourage you to buy this book and study it. It's called Rules to Live By, Maimonides' Guide to a Wonderful Life. You will be blessed by this. And this has been such a blessing for me to speak with you, Rabbi Jeffrey Katz. Thank you so much for joining me on Core Principles, and have a blessed day. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you so much. It was wonderful. That was so enjoyable. That was such a great interview. I really loved that. Thank you so much.
Core Principles podcast is produced in Paducah, Kentucky by Real Productions. Music is by Late July, L-E-I-G-H-T July. You can find our music on all streaming services or at latejuly.com. Thank you for joining us today for this episode of the Core Principles podcast. Please visit core.buzzsprout.com for more information, and please share with your friends. We look forward to visiting with you again on our next episode.